The last time New Hampshire was in the direct path of a total solar eclipse was in 1959, and the next one won't be until 2079.
So it's no wonder we're all over the moon about it, and it's a once-in-a-lifetime celestial event that affects wildlife activity, too.
And birds in particular.
Because it's so rare, we really don't even know what to expect from birds or other wildlife. So let's talk about some of the possibilities. I'm Dave Anderson with the Forest Society.
And I'm Chris Martin with New Hampshire Audubon. And this is Something Wild.
Chris, when did you start planning your eclipse viewing?
I think it was 2 years ago, but I'm a planner.
Most relatively short-lived animals like mice and squirrels or even large mammals like moose or bears never experience more than one solar eclipse. In fact, the vast majority will never go through even one.
Even humans rarely experience more than one or two, unless we travel on purpose to where the eclipses occur.
So we can set aside the idea that animals make a plan or have some innate knowledge for how to respond when the moon suddenly blocks out the sun.
As a wildlife biologist, my assumption would be that most animals respond by doing what they do normally at sunset. So day-active creatures like woodchucks or pigeons might go to their dens or roosts, while nocturnal wildlife like bats and owls might actually get more active.
One of the most exciting aspects of the 2024 eclipse is that it's happening during spring migration, when birds are returning to their northerly breeding grounds.
An eclipse is something that scientists can't simulate in an experiment, so they're really excited about this natural event, observing what happens with a 10-degree drop in temperature and a sudden change in light.
In 2017, the period of totality was 2 minutes and 40 seconds, but this year, because the moon is even closer to the Earth, most areas in the direct path will have 3.5 minutes of darkness.
During the 2017 North American eclipse, researchers from Cornell University noticed some things that we might see here in New Hampshire in 2024. Birds that use thermals for soaring, like turkey vultures and red-tailed hawks, tended to go to roost during that eclipse.
Thermals result from the sun heating the ground and creating a warm column of rising air. Maybe the darkness and the drop in temperature causes them to anticipate the thermals going away, just as they do every night around sunset.
Swallows and purple martins forage on insects during flight, and in 2017, the researchers noticed that they also left the sky during totality.
The Cornell scientists said they were impressed by the magnitude of the response. Enough birds that had been swooping around in the sky, quickly coming to ground, showed up clearly on radar.
But on the other hand, many other birds appeared to show little response during the 2017 eclipse.
Maybe confused, hesitating until they could figure out what was going on?
Well, the researchers thought that many birds seemed to be reacting just like they would at sunset, or to the dimming light of an approaching storm, maybe the two closest equivalents.
Plenty of people are staging their own migration, placing themselves in the path of totality and traveling to the best viewing spots. Maybe this is Captain Obvious here, but unlike other life forms on Earth, humans have that benefit of prior knowledge.
And prior experience.
Of the upcoming total solar eclipse.
If you'd like to get involved in some citizen science and share your observations about how you see bird or animal behavior change during the eclipse, you can collect data for NASA. We'll provide a link on our webpage.
Oh, and by the way, remember, you can create your own path of totality every night.
And help migrating birds, eclipse or not.
Just by turning off your outdoor lights.
Something Wild is a partnership of the Forest Society, New Hampshire Audubon, and NHPR.
Hey, you don't have to set your alarm to catch us every other Friday on Morning Edition. You can download our podcasts or listen to previous episodes anytime at nhpr.org.